Chapter 51, Part C.
The following chapter is not present in any of the extant Hebrew manuscripts. However, it was found as a separate composition amongst the Dead Sea Scrolls and is also included in the Septuagint version.
When I was still young and innocent, I sought wisdom. She came to me in her beauty, and until the end, I will seek her out. As the blossoms yielded to ripening grapes, the heart's joy, my feet kept to the level path, because from earliest youth I was familiar with her. In the short time I inclined my ear, I met with great captivation. Since in this way I have profited, to my teacher I will give grateful praise. I became resolutely devoted to her. I persistently strove for the good. I burned with desire for her, never turning back. I became preoccupied with her and never wearied extolling her. My hand spread her gate, and I came to know her secrets. For her I purified my hands, in cleanness I attained to her. At first acquaintance with her, I gained understanding, such that I will never forsake her. My whole being was stirred to seek her. Therefore, I have made her my prized possession. Yahweh has granted me my lips as a reward, and my tongue will declare his praises. Come aside to me, you untutored, and take up lodging in the house of instruction. How long will you be deprived of wisdom's food? How long will you endure such bitter thirst? I open my mouth and speak of her. Gain at no cost wisdom for yourselves. Submit your neck to her yoke, that your soul may accept her teaching. For she is close to those who seek her, and the one who is in earnest finds her. See for yourselves. I have labored only a little, but have found much. Acquire but a little instruction, you will win silver and gold through her. Let your spirits rejoice in the mercy of God, and be not ashamed to give him praise. Work at your tasks in due season, and in his own time, God will give you your reward.